Hi, listen to the South African Daily. My name is Nazim Nagdi, I'm your host. This is a branch podcast of That South African. It focuses on the day's news rather than broader topical issues affecting South Africa. For that, you can listen to That South African. Today, two infamous South Africans face legal and reputational woes. Duduzane Zuma has been charged with conspiracy to commit corruption. He was allegedly present at a meeting in which, at the time, Deputy Finance Minister Mkabisi Jonas was offered 600 million rand by Mr. AJ Gupta. Mr. Jonas refused the offer and left. He has been granted 100,000 rand bail and his case has been postponed to 2019. Perhaps what is most interesting out of Duduzane Zuma's court case is his nonchalant attitude towards the whole thing, joking, smiling, and not taking it seriously. He doesn't show any remorse despite the serious offences levelled against him. He doesn't care. This is deeply upsetting. Whilst Duduzane Zuma's legal battles continued, Tomiyane was holding a media briefing. His lawyers were hosting a media briefing. Tomoyana himself does not feel the responsibility to at least speak to the nation. And the briefing was less about conflict resolution than it was to lambast the same unfair media that they themselves called in, and the two commissions of inquiry into him. This not only shows his nonchalant attitude towards owning up to his actions, but also the ridiculous lengths a cornered politician can run to save the already broken reputation. Today was definitely an interesting one. Court battles, nonchalant politicians, and media briefings. One can see how this can all get depressing very easily. Well, let's end off on some good news. When people use words to describe our healthcare system, they are not positive. Failing, ineffective, useless, and crumbling are what you'll hear. This can all be related back to the quality of healthcare you get at government institutions, and in particular government hospitals and clinics. Often there are too many patients for one doctor to handle. This may all soon change. 260 medical students out of a batch of 2,885 sent to Cuba to further their medical training have returned to South Africa. They will spend the next 18 months finalizing their degrees in South Africa, South African universities, before being injected into the healthcare system. Let's hope this helps the healthcare system help those who need it most. Thank you for listening to the That South African. This was our new segment, The South African Daily. You can hear it in standalone podcast as well.